This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. Give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before I get into the calls, I got to admit, I was out yesterday. My nephew is in high school playing hockey up in New Hampshire. And they had brought my oldest Katie with me. Went into an overtime. They had an overtime victory. I'm still shaking from it of how crazy it was. It's the Hollis Brookline Deerfield team. They're in Division III going on to the next round. I'll tell you, I've been meaning to say it each break. But, man, I almost felt like I was playing there for a little bit again. But got to bring it up. My nephew, I helped him learn to skate. It's like, my boy's all grown up. But it's my little thing for the day. I gotta send it out there. All right, let's get back into the calls, and let's start talking more gardens. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Jerry's in New Hampshire.
Jerry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Patrick, is a great show, and not only burpees information, but your show is a wealth of information.
Well, thank you.
Question, I have a smoke bush.
Okay.
When I like to keep it as a bush, but when is the good time to trim it? I have about three questions, so that's
yeah, no problem. We're here for all the questions. That's not a big deal for me. So smoke bush, when to prune it, right? So if you like to keep it smaller, pruning it, early is fine to do. But that all being said, it's really going to depend on, the season. We like to do it in late winter or very early spring. So we're like right now, right?
Okay.
This is the time you need to be doing it. It's going to rejuvenate it. Some people will even cut some of these smoke bushes down to the ground. Do I recommend that? Not really. You're not starting over. You want to have some growth to it. So you can cut it back by at least a half, on there. If you look at the smoke bush on the sides, you're going to see the little leaf nodes where they're going to be. They're going to start to swell up. Just make sure you cut above one of those, not like in between. A top and a bottom one. That way, there's no like dead little branch on the top where new branches are coming out. Then you're having to do some cleanup later. So right above a leaf node, and you can do it at this time of year.
Okay. Second question would be moss in the ground. I remember reading somewhere, I have a wood stove, and taking the ashes and kind of spreading it over the moss. Does that help get rid of it?
It can. But I think to get rid of the moss is a multiple thing here. You know, it's one thing to get rid of the moss, but to prevent it from coming back is the bigger thing. Right, so the moss usually means it's an acidic area, or it's in a shady area, or it's an area that water has sat, right? So the best way to get rid of the moss is to start by killing it. And usually people will use like a product like Moss Out or Moss Max, one of those two. It's basically a heavy dose of like iron in it. And it kills the moss and turns it black. From there, what you need to do is remove whatever is like has died, because if you don't do anything, it can actually come back. So we remove the moss, and then it's actually about taking care of the soil underneath it. A lot of times there's, you know, an area where there's trapped nutrients just sitting there. You might have fertilized for a number of years and you're wondering what's going on here. It might be compact. It might be lots of moisture sits there. And so what happens is we're looking to break up that soil, release those trapped nutrients, get the nutrients to where they need to go. So when you do fertilize, it goes to the right spots. It's not just sitting there.
Right.
So that being said, what I like to use is a product that's sulfur based. So Natural Alternative has a product called Sulfur. Or you can look at, if you're looking to go to like a local garden center, Jonathan Green's Love Your Soil is one of my favorites for it. What they do is they help break down compact areas and release the trapped nutrients. You do it in multiple applications. You actually do, you can do 3 applications in 1 season in 6-week intervals. Right? So if you have a really bad problem with moss, we're going to want to do it at double the rate. So usually it'll say right on there, it'll say like 6 pounds per 1,000 square feet, which is the regular rate. So we want to double that. So we want to do 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet of either the sulfur or the Love Your Soil. Either one of them. They're both doing the same thing. Basically what it is it's a like fast-acting gypsum. So gypsum, if you put down, it just breaks up those things. This is a fast-acting. Like now they have the fast-acting lime. It's a fast-acting gypsum.
Yeah.
So we do this 6-week intervals to break it all down and remove the moss from longer term, and then reseeding those areas will help it as well to keep it away.
Okay. The other question I had, a lot of my areas in the grass are not level, and I'm trying to get it more level. So when would it be a good time to roll the lawn, with a roller, to kind of level all those areas out?
So spring is a good time to do that because we have the moisture in the ground, right? So the ground is starting to thaw. So that freeze-thaw effects that you've seen all season are no longer in effect. I mean, the ground is raised in different areas because of it, but we're not going to get that freeze-thaw aspect. So at that point, once it's a little wet, you can do that. A lot of times, raking it out before rolling is helpful because we can spread it out to some of those other areas. A lot of times I've done it where I've rolled multiple times, not just once.
Different angles.
Exactly. So you'll do it once, right? You'll kind of see where the pockets still are. And then maybe at that point you go in with the rake, try to level out one spot a little bit more than the others, bringing it into one of the pockets, then roll it out again.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I think it's just, it's not like a one and done type thing.
All right. I remember your dad was talking about Black Beauty, the grass seed, and I've used it, and it's phenomenal how you don't have to water it, do a lot of cutting, it still stays green, and it's phenomenal. Love that product.
It's a great seed. It's great for... The root system goes down so far, further than most grass seed out there, which allows it to not have to be watered as much. not after you cut as much.
I had kind of a sandy soil, it works great. I don't have to water it a lot. So
that's awesome.
Listen, I thank you very much. I have to go. Thank you.
All right, Jerry. Have a great one.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Do believe we got some more calls on the line. Is that correct, Nathan?
Yep, a couple. Donna's in Hyannis.
Donna, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, thank you. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a question. I just put, about a year ago, a new garden in. It's a small garden. It's got a star magnolia, a blushing bride hydrangea, and about 12 lavender around the outside of it. So your information on the fertilizer, I was wondering, should I fertilize each one at different times, or if I put the magnolia is obviously going to be the one that blooms first. If I put it down first on the star magnolia, is it going to bother anything else? Should I do them?
No, so if by putting it down on the star magnolia, the star magnolia is going to be a stronger plant as it is and is going to pull up that fertilizer first. But to be honest, you can fertilize all of them at the same time. It's not going to be, it's not going to harm them. As long as you're doing it in the spring. If you want to hang tight with me on the other side of the break, I'll give you some more information on what to do and when to do it. So hang tight. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At UCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Donna in regards to, she has a number of shrubs that, in a star magnolia, so a tree form, that she planted about a year ago, some others, and wondering about fertilizing. If she were to fertilize at different times, would that affect it? If she fertilizes the star magnolia first, will it affect the surrounding? And on this, I would say most likely, to be honest with you, you could fertilize with the same fertilizer across the board. You said it was, there was some hydrangeas, star magnolia, did you say lavender?
Yes.
And then what else was there?
That's all.
Okay. So all of those can actually be fertilized. You could fertilize with a Holytone. Okay, because the hydrangea and the magnolia will actually, you can use Holytone on them, and then just sprinkle that around the lavender. You would be fine. The idea is, though, the star magnolia is a stronger plant of them, bigger, probably a deeper root system around it. So what's going to happen is, even if you just fertilize that star magnolia, it's going to just feed the star magnolia. The other ones are not going to be pulling from that area. So if you decide, you know what, I want to fertilize this one first, then go to this one, then go to this one, once I'm, like, with the lavender, when you're starting to actually see something, that would be fine, and it's not going to affect them. What might happen, though, is if they, you know, as time progresses, because it is a fairly younger planting area, the magnolia will pull food from all others if you fertilize at different times. Because the magnolia is more likely to have a bigger root system. And being the bigger root system, stronger root system, it's like if you were to fertilize underneath like an oak tree. Right? Some of that fertilizer is going to go to the oak because the oak is very powerful and is going to pull from it. So that's, it's not an oak tree, obviously, but it's the same idea. It's a bigger, more developed root system, so it might start taking from others. But really, I would say all at one time would be fine, and you can do that in the next few weeks.
Okay.
Once the ground really thaws is when we're wanting to fertilize.
Okay.
And you said you had another question?
One more question. Again,
sure.
The star magnolia.
Yep.
Should I prune it? Should it be pruned?
You said you only planted it a year ago?
It's kind of young right now, but I've read you should never prune them, or sometimes you can prune them.
And you can. I mean, I would just like to know, like, usually when something like that, I just wonder, are you pruning it just to prune it, or are you just, you know, maybe it's already too big? But at this point, I would say I wouldn't even touch it, honestly. I would kind of let it do its thing. If I needed to prune it, I might be getting rid of some of dead, damaged branches or any sucker growth on there. Sucker growth would be, you might just see it mostly coming out of the base, the trunk of it, and that would be the only things I'd really be doing. I wouldn't be pruning it for shape at this point, being a younger shrub tree. So, you know, it's not something that you never prune, but if it's getting too big for an area, that's definitely when you prune. Or if you are having an issue with it, and you know long-term you're going to need to keep it smaller, I would wait to prune it until after it's done flowering.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, good luck with everything. You have a great one, Donna.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And got about a minute before the break, so I'll bring somebody on. And Nathan, who's up next?
Tim's in Martha's Vineyard.
Tim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, thank you.
Good morning.
Yeah, I know there are many species of mosses. I have a question about moss.
Okay.
That's all. So I'm just wondering, do some varieties like acid soil and some a neutral pH,
yes,
and some a higher pH.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? You're definitely you're on to it right there, right? Some mosses.
Because I hear acid and base and stuff.
So let's do this. I got to hit a break. When we come back, I'll give you a bunch of different information because some moss, you know, love acid. Some will just stay at neutral. It's not just about the acidity. So hang tight for that. For everyone else, our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Peace talks continue between Russia and Ukraine as the Russian invasion of Ukraine enters its 11th day. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, speaking in Europe on Sunday, says countries around the world have to support refugees.
It's more than words. We are taking action together to support Ukrainians and to punish Russia for what it is doing.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says Russia plans to attack the southern port city of Odessa. Zelensky adding that if the attack happens, it will be a war crime. COVID case rates continue to steep decline over the past 2 weeks, with the 7-day rolling average dropping to roughly 59,000 cases a day. Deaths also dropping 18% to roughly 1,900 per day. You're listening to USA Radio News. Visa and MasterCard announced Saturday they will stop all credit card transactions connected with Russian clients and banks. Visa and MasterCard are stopping all credit card transactions connected with Russian clients and financial institutions.
Former Vice President Mike Pence told Republican donors that the party has no room for Russian President Vladimir Putin apologists. Pence has also argued about the merits of NATO, standing in stark contrast to former President Trump, who has previously suggested withdrawing from the alliance. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
AAA reporting the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline, now $4.01 a gallon. The national average on Saturday was $3.92, up from $3.84 on Friday and $3.73 on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, Tim came on and had a question that, a really good question, actually, in regards to moss. Now, his question was, does moss only grow in, you know, acidic soil, or, you know, does it have acidic, neutral, alkaline? What does it? Well, moss actually grows anywhere. It's equal opportunity where it grows, right? The majority of the time, it's acidic soil, because that's what we, in New England, most soils here are very acidic. They're in the fives. So that's why we kind of stick to that first. That being said, moss is an opportunist type plant. It goes into wherever it can fill a void. It can be in deep shade. It can be bad soil, like very low nutrients in it. It can be soggy soil, so very wet soil, or very compact soil. Now, a lot of times it's a combination of, you know, two or three of these. But you are correct. It can grow in any form. So that's where a soil sample comes into play to find out what you're dealing with. So you're not, if you have a very alkaline type soil or very neutral and you don't want to affect it, you don't want to just add lime because you see moss. You want to be able to take care of that moss. And yes, you might need to add some lime because you're going to find that maybe it's a compact soil underneath. You're going to use a sulfur-based product, breaking up the soil, releasing trapped nutrients, then all of a sudden the soil is going to be flushed out, and then you do need the lime. But it's basically, you know, when it comes to soil, I would say 6 or 7 times out of 10 in New England, you can say it's based on acidity of the soil. The rest of the time is probably one of the others or a combination of it. And most likely it's acidic soil with a compact soil underneath it. That's one of the things that we see a lot of. But again, it can grow in any pH level. It just kind of, it's opportunist. Goes to where it can be.
Uh-huh. Well, a couple years ago, I rigged all out of my, it comes up easily. It just rolls right up, and I got a huge pile of moss. And now it's all back again. I just rigged it out. It's all back.
Well, so I would think that I bet you have a compact soil underneath, even though you're on Martha's Vineyard and it's very, you know, sandy there. I would say you probably have a little bit of compaction at some point, some spot under the soil where it's not. And when I say compact, it's not necessarily mean that it's like hard pan. It means that soil is just, the nutrients are just stuck there. So it's almost compacted that way. So I would look at getting a soil sample done and seeing, do you have too much fertilizer in there? That's the first key to say, yep, I have trapped nutrients. I need to put a sulfur-based product down, break everything up, and then start to fertilize again so I can actually get the right fertilization down into the lawn to feed it like it needs to be fed.
Well, I see. Mm-hmm.
All right. So I would look at it honestly and say, need to do a soil test. See what's going on underneath there. And you can go through UMass Extension. You can go through Natural Alternative. Any of the extensions will do that for you. But I think it's worth it if you're, you know, constantly or every couple of years getting rid of moss. And, you know, we know that it's probably in a, you know, maybe it's in a sunny area and it just keeps happening. Then something else is going on underneath there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's, there's no sun in the morning because it is in the shadow of the house. And then in the afternoon, there's sun.
Okay.
So it is sunny, but not all the time.
Yeah. So that could be part of it. And I bet you, you know, being on Martha's Vineyard is probably the soil stays a little bit wetter longer.
Yeah, it looks like sphagnum moss.
Yep. So, you know, I would think you probably have some compact soil underneath there, and the nutrients are trapped, and they just can't get out to do what they need to do to help the lawn grow. But the other thing is, if you just get rid of the moss, and then you don't put new seed down, you don't put anything else down to replace it, the moss is just going to show up and do its thing because it has no competition.
I see. Right.
So that could be part of it.
Yeah, a good healthy lawn that's lots of dense grass is not going to be too good for the moss.
No, definitely not. And then, like I said, moss is opportunist. It goes where it can, and it doesn't have to be just shady areas or acidic soil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
So it's not all the same, but here in New England is usually acid soil.
Usually, yep.
Yeah. Okay, very good.
All right,
Tim,
thank you so much. Have a great one.
Okay, interesting.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All righty, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Barbara's in Kentucky.
Barbara, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. How can we help you?
Good. Well, I'm in zone 6.5.
Okay.
And I'm noticing already that we have stink bugs.
Okay.
I'm wondering what I can do to kill them. And I can see they're already wanting to come inside because they're on the screen.
Yep.
Sometimes. So I just need some help with that.
Okay. So there are a couple things you can be using to get rid of stink bugs. They actually have stink bug traps that you can use. So it's kind of like a piece of sticky, if you were to do for like white fly, fungus gnats or fruit flies, those types of things, it'll attract them to it and trap them to that before they, get to into the house, right? And you can actually, it'll protect the house up to 50 feet away. But it has a lure on it that will pull it away from the house. So it's not coming into the house, you know, because the worst of the stink bug, hence their name, is when you do kill them, the smell just doesn't go away.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What you could be doing is if you wanted to spray, like, and I've done this before when it comes to spiders or insect crawling insects like that, is I've used, like, a household insect control where I have sprayed the door frames, the underneath, like, the sill of the door around the house that way. So when they're trying to crawl up, that happens. You know, it's not one where you can just spray it on, like, a screen door. It's, you know, it's going to go right through the screen. It's not going to sit there. But it's, I think the best way to get rid of the stink bugs is by having this trap, pulling them away from the house. And again, you can place this trap about 50 feet away from the house, so they're not sitting there. It'll last like 4 weeks or so. The package usually comes in three traps in it. So you can use it. And it, like I said, it has like a pheromone lure on it to pull it away from the house. And it doesn't even have a smell to it as well.
Ah, okay. And thank you for that. And I also have I believe it's called a pyracantha.
Yep.
And I want to move it to another location. And I was wondering if this is an okay time. Right now we have, during the day, pretty consistently is 40s to, I don't know, almost 60, I guess.
Yep.
And then in the evenings, that's been in the, I don't know, 30s to 40s. But I noticed maybe next week we might have three nights of 25.
Okay.
So I didn't start to know if I should wait a little bit or if it's okay to do it now.
Well, so a lot of shrubs want to be transplanted in the early spring time, right? So mm-hmm. we're getting to that point. I might wait a little bit more time just because of the shock of that 20-degree weather that you're going to have could actually, you know, affect it a little bit. Now, what I would do is I would water the pyracantha the night before. Even though, you know, the ground has been really cold and that type. The reason behind that is getting the moisture into the root system so the root system is full, right, of the water. So it doesn't do that instant, like, when you cut roots, what happens is it tries to absorb whatever's out there immediately as you cut it. And if the roots are full of water, they're not going to pull air into them. And that's part of the problem with transplant shock is when they get cut, they pull air into them, and it's like pulling air into our, you know, our veins. That's not a good thing. That's the same thing with transplanting anything. So you're going to want to, you know, get as big of a root ball as you can. So water it the night before, get as big of a root ball as you can, get the other area all ready to go. And what I like to use is the product Biotone. You sprinkle that into the soil in the new container, and that's going to help with transplant shock so that it's not going to affect. It's going to help it so it doesn't, you know, get shocked that way. All right, so
okay.
It can be done, but spring is usually the best time to do it. So we're not that far. I'd probably wait until after those 3 days of the 20s that okay. are coming towards you, and then see where it's at. And then as soon as you get it in there, so when you're transplanting it into the ground, you know, you have the hole, fill the hole halfway with the soil, and then water it, allowing that soil to settle, because a lot of it might go underneath and fill in some of those air pockets in the soil. Once it's kind of settled, then fill it in with the rest of the soil, water it again, and then you might have to put a little bit more soil because you're compacting the soil as it goes to hold that plant in place and to keep the air pockets out.
Oh, great. Okay. Thank Alrighty. You very much. I appreciate your help.
No problem, Barbara. You have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, about 16 minutes left. We got about a minute before the break. We'll introduce somebody. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Jane is in Centerville.
Jane, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great.
I have some questions on fertilizing my lawn, which is never has done well. But I want to know the steps right now that I can start with putting down MagiCal and fertilizer and Love Your Soil. Can I put them all down together?
You actually can. It's not, you don't put them all at the same time, but you can put them right after another.
I hear a break coming on. Can you keep me on?
Of course. That's it. Yep, exactly what I was going to say. I wanted you to hang tight with me so I can really go into detail with it, because it's not as simple as saying, yes, you can. Let's talk about it on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a few to answer those questions.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Before the break, we were talking with Jane in regards to getting started with the lawn, and can she put, you know, a number of different things down at the same time. And Jane, remind me again the products that you want to put down. I know, I remember what they were. I just want to make sure we're on the same page here.
Yeah, it was Magical, Love Your Soil, Protolizer, and Step One. For crabgrass, I may need to reseed, and Holly Tone for hydrangeas.
Okay.
The other one was Rose Tone. Can I put Holly Tone down with Rose Tone?
Okay. So let's start with the lawn first. Now, what I like to do is if I'm putting Magical down, I'll put that Magical down first. And then the Protolizer, you can put down at any time frame on it. But if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do the Magical, then I'll do the Crabgrass Preventer, and then the Protolizer might be...
The Crabgrass Preventer, would that be what's in step one?
Yes, yes, exactly.
Okay.
Now, the Protolizer is something you probably mix up and spray out. You don't necessarily need to do it right away on the lawn. It might be something you do maybe when it's a little bit more actively growing, if you want to add it. But Protolizer, I'd be putting it maybe with any of your shrubs that you're fertilizing early. And you can fertilize that, the Holly Tone, the plant tones, in the next couple weeks. I'd probably wait until about 1st of April. About the time that you can put a shovel into the ground and get it, you know, if you push it in with your foot, get it all the way down on there, that's about the time you should start to fertilize. With the Rose Tone, you know, you can do it again once in April, you know, middle of April, and then you'll be able to do it multiple times during the growing season. So if you don't get to it right away, not a big deal. You can do it as they're starting to grow. And a lot of times, roses are just sticks at first. you're not seeing much for them. So I usually like to wait until at least they're starting to show some green leaves or some growth, then fertilize to get really the access from it, and from the access to the root system to the areas where it needs to go.
And Love Your Soil, does that go in?
So if you're going to put Love Your Soil down at the same time, you can put that before you would do the crabgrass preventer. So I would do Magi-Cal, then Love Your Soil, then crabgrass preventer. And you just do it, you know, one after another. You can do it, you know, they just never put it in the same container at the same time, sort of spreader at the same time. Always do them on individual steps, but it can be one right after another.
So it could be all on the same day.
Yes, exactly.
Okay,
so it's not something that you're going to want to, you know, you don't have to wait an allotted amount of time. It's not something where, you know, you have to wait 25 minutes and it has to be, you know, the sun has to be at this angle. It's not like that by any means. It's just one right after another. And again, if you want to put it down as Love Your Soil, then Magi-Cal, then Crabgrass Preventer, that's fine. Or you can do Magi-Cal, then Love Your Soil, then Crabgrass Preventer. Any order would be fine. I just like to put the Crabgrass Preventer down last, you know, so it can create that barrier to help prevent crabgrass from growing and coming in long term.
And the Magi-Cal Plus,
Magi-Cal, yes? Plus is a combination of Love Your Soil and Magi-Cal. I'm not completely sold on it myself. I'd rather do the individual steps.
Okay.
Because I know what I'm putting down and getting, whereas this is a combination and is not as much of both product, right? So, you know, it's an easier way to do it, but I still like to do the individuals because I know I'm getting down the full amount of each.
So do I understand, too, that fertilizer could be put in the lawn?
It could be if you wanted to. A lot of the fertilizers that Natural Alternative has some fertilizer in it. So that's why it's not common. They're more used for your shrubs and trees. But if you have an area that may be struggling, like a small patch, that might be the way to go.
Okay. And one last question was the growth.
Sure.
When do I put down growth preventer?
So you put Dilox down first at the beginning of April, and then in the middle of May, you'll put a grub beater down or a season-long grub killer, and then you'll put grub killer down again in August. I do have to go, so I appreciate
it. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great one.
Thank you.
Everybody, get out there, plant something, be good to each other. We'll be back next week. Enjoy your week. We'll see you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.